The hit movie The Sixth Sense has some supernatural competition this week with the opening of the movie Stir of Echoes, starring Kevin Bacon. Our film critic John Powers tells us if it measures up.
Apparently, it's not only human beings who are agitated by the upcoming millennium. The unliving are acting up, too. Go to the movies and spooks seem positively inescapable. They're busy in The Haunting, The Blair Witch Project, The Sixth Sense, and now Stir of Echoes, a new ghost story that's better than its pretentious title might suggest. It's based on a novel by Richard Matheson, who seems to be a specialist in raising the dead. He also wrote What Dreams May Come. Here, Kevin Bacon stars as Tom Witzke, a blue-collar guy from Chicago with a loving wife, Maggie, played by Katherine Irby, and a son, Jake, who talks to an invisible little girl. At a party one night, the skeptical Tom lets himself be hypnotized by his ditzy sister-in-law, Lisa. That's Ileana Douglas. When he gets home, he discovers that his doors of perception have been thrown wide open. He now sees the ghost that his son has been talking to, entering a world in which he can no longer tell his everyday reality from nightmarish dreams. Initially freaked, he becomes obsessed by his visions, a change which sends his wife running to her sister, Lisa, for advice.
This is the first time he's been out of the house in a week. He hasn't gone to work. He sleeps like 12 hours a night. He's used up all his sick days. If he doesn't show up on Monday, they're going to start to dock him, and I can't get...
What do you mean?
I can't get him more than 6 feet from the couch.
Why?
That's where she appeared to him.
Oh. I'm not shocked that there's another woman. Of course, the fact that she's dead gives one pause. We are talking about a ghost here, aren't we, Maggie?
Stir of Echoes was adapted for the screen by David Koepp, best known for writing the script to Jurassic Park. Koepp's own directorial debut, The Trigger Effect, was a dire little number that showed almost no talent as a filmmaker. He's made an enormous step forward here, and for its opening hour, the movie is genuinely chilling, with an eerie hypnotism scene, unnerving time leaps a la Don't Look Now, and sequences that so thoroughly blur the line between dream and reality that we're tense with disorientation. As in The Sixth Sense, Koepp anchors his story in a precisely observed physical reality, first creating an absolutely convincing blue-collar neighborhood, then persuading us that it's haunted by mysterious forces. We could live in a place like this, we think, just as we can imagine being an ordinary guy like Tom. It's the veneer of normalcy that makes the movie scary. What makes it disappointing is that the second hour does what horror movies shouldn't do. It fritters away its power by explaining too much. Even worse, the explanation is the usual song and dance about unrighted wrongs that runs through everything from Poltergeist and Candyman to Nightmare on Elm Street. By the end, when the plot is finally resolved with a real gun, Stir of Echoes seems closer to a crime picture than a horror film. It's a sad mistake. For what we want from a story of the supernatural is a sense of the uncanny, the feeling that we're tapping into something inexplicable. One reason for Blair Witch's huge success is its deliberate blankness, its refusal to explain or even show anything. And while The Sixth Sense does provide a kind of explanation at the end, in the form of its famous final twist, this twist isn't only brilliantly unexpected, but it gives us the neck-prickly feeling that nothing in the world is exactly as it seems. A plot twist this neat inspires a kind of awed reverence. It seems to open up the world rather than close it down. Which is why so many people haven't ruined the movie for their friends by giving it away. One of the best things about these current horror movies is that they're so pleasingly low-tech. Only The Haunting was laden with special effects, and it was a flop. A cheesy, overpriced carnival ride that didn't scare or excite anyone. In contrast, neither Blair Witch nor Sixth Sense use any effects at all. Instead, they treat their story with an earthbound gravity that only makes the unearthly stuff stronger. The same is largely true of Stir of Echoes, which has a few effects, but in its best moments does something exhilarating. It makes us feel that the world is a far richer and riskier place than we thought. That the world is inhabited by more souls than we ever dreamed.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.